Welcome to the Marcia Miyake Show, where our mission is to share thought-provoking ideas, practical tools, and tangible strategies to uplevel your life, business, and relationships. I'm your host, Marcia Miyake, leadership and emotional intelligence consultant, executive coach, and conscious mama of two. Through solo episodes and interviews with experts in the medical, research, business, and spiritual fields, this show helps you to shift from the illusion that success in one area of your life means failure in another, to the understanding that you truly get to have it all. Let's get started. Welcome back to another episode, my love. Today, I wanted to talk about the different healing modalities that I use, that I work with, and the ones that I have found most effective. And this idea really stemmed from I did a post about why talk therapy doesn't heal trauma from the body. And I had a couple people reach out and say, well, what do you recommend instead? And so I thought I would just quickly share a couple of ideas that I have around the different modalities that I use and why I believe they are so effective. First of all, let's address talk therapy. I think talk therapy can be a really great avenue for a lot of people depending on their specific trauma and their specific needs and where they're willing to go with themselves in this present moment. Because I think what's really important to understand about healing is it needs to be soft. It needs to be what the person is comfortable with. And if what you're comfortable with in this moment is just to talk about it, then that is an effective approach. But we need to understand that it also has its limitations. What I find talk therapy, it can be helpful for, let's just understand what it is. It's talking about and coming to terms with certain things that have happened. Let's just use an example of, let's say I got into an argument with Dan and I needed to kind of work through it. And it wasn't explosive, but it triggered me a little bit and I needed to talk it through. So I might reach out to my coach or someone that I trust and talk it out. This is kind of what talk therapy is about. And so as you talk, you feel a sense of relief. And not only are you releasing how you're feeling, and that is just relaxing and good feeling in doing that, but a lot of times someone can offer you a fresh perspective to see perhaps the other person's point of view, in which case you can come to terms with what's happened, you can find a level of peace with what happened, and then you can move on with your day. So talk therapy can be really helpful with coming to terms with things. However, when there is severe trauma, or when the trauma happened before an age where you had explicit memory, as in you can talk about the incident, I find that talk therapy is not very helpful. Obviously, if I don't have memory of how I was abused as a baby, then I can't really talk to you about it, can I? So when we have deeply ingrained trauma that is held in our implicit memory, i.e. our subconscious, and we have to understand as well that when trauma happens, we have this huge surge of emotion, right? Your emotion is that physiological response to an external stimuli. So something happens external of us, our body creates this like chemical concoction that creates the emotion. We feel it in our body, right? That's before the conscious mind can come in and can make any decision about what's happened, right? So that's the subsequent thing. When the mind comes in and ascertains what has happened, then you have a feeling, then you decide what to feel about it. But the emotion is primitive and it's primary. So if you had this emotion and you, when you were young, sorry about that bleep. When you had this surge of emotion in your body, that had to go somewhere, right? Emotion is energy in motion. Energy cannot be destroyed. It can only be transformed. So it just goes somewhere in our body, right? So our body keeps a score. Our body stores these memories, these traumas. Now, in terms of different modalities, there's several that I really use quite frequently. Mostly the ones I go to are obviously journaling. Again, I see it as kind of talk therapy level. It's a bit more surface in that it helps you to really bring out and share and just bring to the surface things that are already in your conscious mind. And then inner child work, I think, helps to go a bit deeper, as well as shadow work. And then breath work is deeper still. Now, the reason breath work is deeper still is because if you've ever done a breath work session, you will understand your body begins to do things that you have no control of. So that just goes to show that there is something stored in your body, trapped in your body, that you are not consciously aware. And so the first time I did a breathwork session, my fingers started all crinkling up, and my arms, and I started having pressure points in different parts of my body, and I had to tap on those specific areas. And so that is a physical representation of how trauma is stored. Okay, so for me, I think breathwork is one of the deeper ways to go about healing trauma, because it bypasses the conscious mind and goes straight into that implicit memory. However, when I do healing work with my clients, I like to take them through a journey. Sorry about all the noise in the background. I decided to record, and then I've got like notifications popping up, people honking outside. I don't know what's going on. So I like to take my clients on a journey. What I find is I get a lot of clients that are quite in their mind. They are highly intelligent, highly motivated, high performers, and that's amazing. But what I find with people like that is they're very much in their head, which means they're not in their body, and they overanalyze. And what happens is it's hard for them to quiet their mind. And when it's hard for you to quiet your mind, then the healing that you can do on a cognitive level is only mind-based. This is where mindset work has as well its limitations. Is you have to understand that mindset work is telling your mind how to work on a conscious level, right? So if we need to do deeper work, we can't do these surface level things. But that is the entry point at which we start work. So we start work with journaling. We start work with getting to know our inner child. Oh, wow, there is a psychological construct called an inner child, and this little person is wounded, and this little person is ruling my life. I had no idea. So once we get the person on board with the concept that they do indeed have an inner child, and that this child is triggered and comes out, and it's this little inner child, this wounded inner child, is the one that lashes out. You know, when you lash out and you're like, well, that was out of character of me. I don't usually act like that. Your inner child was triggered. And so when we can create a relationship with that inner child, and we can do practices to bring our inner child on board, you know, I always say that your life is going to be limited by your inner child. Like, you will never out-succeed your inner child. You will never attract a love that is not in alignment with the self-worth of your inner child. So that's why we need to bring our inner child along for the journey with us. We up-level her. We bring her into this new reality. And you can do that through meditation, through hypnosis, etc. And these are things that I do in with my clients. So when we do that, then we also incorporate shadow work. So shadow work is where we bring to the light all the things we're embarrassed of, all the things we think are bad about us, all the things that we look at as undesirable about us, and we work that in as well. And so those are more deeper aspects, because when I'm no longer afraid of all the things that I'm told to be embarrassed of, it loses its power over me. And then what that does is, when I'm about to do a release, so I take my clients through deep like anger releases, and we shift a lot of energy out of the body, trapped energy. When we get to that level, their mind is relaxed or the mind is on board. Because the thing is for as long as your analytical mind is like opposing to an idea, you're going to have resistance. But if we have now, you know, indoctrinated your mind to this idea that you have an inner child and to the idea that they were going to incorporate the shadow and all of that, that when it comes to doing a powerful release, your mind isn't like fighting you. So then you can relax and you can do a proper release. So do you see how it needs to happen in stages if you want to be doing it on a conscious level? Now, this is an important point to make because when I take my clients through these different processes and then when we finally get to a really deep release, they're ready for it. Their body is ready for it. They trust their body so they can actually do a proper release. However, we can bypass this, and I'm doing this in air quotes, through things like breath work, healing sessions where you have someone who is, you know, a channel for source energy who's able to hold that space for you, and your mind has no choice but to switch off and your body is taking over. Another one would be plant medicine. Plant medicine is another one that is going to completely bypass the mind. Your mind has no control, especially when we're talking about psychedelics. So I just wanted to give you a little, like the briefest overview of different healing modalities that I specifically work with. So we start with the surface, talk therapy, journaling, talk to me about your traumas. And then we do the inner child healing work and we do the shadow work. And then we do somatic releases and breath work and all those deeper ones that I truly feel are critical to living a truly empowered life. Because for as long as these stagnant, trapped emotions are in your body, my love, you cannot live your highest potential. You cannot attract all the things you want to create, all the things you are so fucking worthy of. You cannot attract them if you have all this shit still in your body because it is counterproductive to it. It is not in vibrational alignment with the joy and the abundance that you want to receive in your physical world, in this life experience. So if you are ready to do some of that deep work, I would love to invite you to our academy, which is our monthly program. Or if you want to do some deeper work with me and want to get on the wait list of our 12-week transformational system, which really is the most comprehensive system for female transformation that I think is available out there, because I go from the cognitive, scientific, and the spiritual, and I look at every fucking female programming that we've had over the centuries, and we go and we eradicate them, we get rid of them, and we instill empowering new ones so that you can live the life that you are here to live. So if you want to do that type of work with me, definitely DM me on Instagram at Marcia Miyake or on Facebook at Marcia Miyake, and I would love to give you some more information. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with me today. If you love this episode, please share it with someone. And if you're a longtime listener, it would mean the absolute world to me if you would rate and review this show on iTunes. I love you so much, and I can't wait to connect with you on the next episode. And remember, it's not only possible to have it all, it is your birthright.